Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome, and thank you for joining this week's podcast with the Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams. In this week's podcast, the Archbishop shares the lifestyle, legacy, and life lessons of King Hezekiah and gives deep spiritual insight into how God extends time. Discover the character, disciplines, and virtues needed to build your relationship with Christ and fulfill your dominion mandate. Experience answered prayer and the favor of God with this life-transforming message. Know today that this is God's word of empowerment for you. Be inspired as you listen.
There come a time when all of us must make a decision about why we are here. Turn to somebody and say, why are you here? Why are you here? When King Hezekiah was told by Isaiah the prophet that he wasn't going to make it and that he would die, instructions was given to him to set his house in order to die. He turned to the wall and said, God, let's talk. Let's talk. I'm serving your purpose. And God said, you are right about that. So what do you want? He said, give me more time. Prolong my life, my years, my days. Give me more time to still serve your purpose. And God said, you have a point. You can live some more years. He had 15, he could have more if he negotiated. Because the God you and I serve is a God of purpose, design and objectivity. The honest truth is that if Jesus comes today, and all of us have to give an account for the life we are living, what drives us, what wakes us up in the morning, what takes us out to work, to educate our kids and everything, the bottom line is, if you be very honest with yourself, you are not serving God's purpose. You are living for yourself. You're doing your own thing. That's the truth of the matter. And there are so many that by the time they die and they face the King, which we will all face the King, they are not ready to give an account of the life they lived when they came on earth. We are not ready to give an account. Because if you look at your lifestyle, it's all about making money. Work, make money, invest, buy, build. And the Bible said that it shall be like in the days of Noah and like in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. They were marrying, and the Bible said, they were marrying, they were buying, and they were selling, and they were building. Then suddenly came the flood, and suddenly came destruction upon Sodom and Gomorrah. And it's the same thing if you look at, and Jesus said, it shall be like in the days of Noah and Sodom and Gomorrah. We are buying, we are selling, we are building transaction deals and business. And our whole life is about acquiring wealth. And I said to somebody yesterday that power and money gives you a false confidence and a false security. But there comes a time when power fails and when money fails, then you realize that your security was never in God, but your security has always been in money, in power, and in acquisition of things. That is what you have lived for. I want you to think deeply, because one day you will die. You will. And you will leave everything that you've acquired and worked for and labored for behind. You will leave it. I was talking to somebody yesterday, a bishop friend of mine, and I was saying, even when we are building, whatever we are doing, we must do it with eternity and tomorrow in mind, that when we are gone, this house you build, who will live in? Who will live in this house? Can they maintain it? Can they maintain your standard? What shall become of these properties and things we are acquiring? What shall become of them all? Listen, child of God, if you are not thinking about eternity, something is wrong with you, because this world is not going to get any better. I'm telling you. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. For he said, in this world you shall have trouble. This world is full of trouble, and the trouble and the sorrows is going to escalate. It's not going to get any better. Please be sure of that. It doesn't matter where you want to travel to. There is no peace anywhere but in the ark. That's all. So please, start thinking about eternity. And remember that you are not going to be here forever. Where are you going when you leave here? Where are you going? Have you made peace with the God who owns eternity? Are you ready to meet him? You have to be ready. I need you to think deeply, because sometimes we get so carried away with everything that we forget why we are here. And forget that one day you will go. I was telling one of my sons the other day, I said, young man, listen to my instructions and follow my orders. I said, you have to be a warrior 3-4 times than your father. That's the only way you survive. He said, what are you saying? I said, I'm not going to be here forever. When it's time for me to go, I'll know it. And I'll tell you all that it's time for me to check out. And I'm getting out of here. When that time comes, I won't stay for a second. I will put my knees to my chest, and the Spirit of God in me shall rise with wings like an eagle. And the angels will come for me, and I will check out. And I have nothing I like and want here, because I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly, and none of these things impresses me. It's all sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, and all other ground is sinking sand. The accolation, the money, the position, the power, the influences, the gold, the diamonds, the elevations, the connections that men and women seek and want for and will kill others for. The position you kill and take the names of others to shrine to kill people's children for position, for power. Discredit other people for money. I have no pleasure for any of these. A day will come when we will have to go. And I want to be ready when I meet my master, to say, Master, thank you for the opportunity you gave me to walk on the earth you created and to turn many to righteousness and to make a difference. I don't know what you will say on the day you meet him. And all the things you have acquired here on earth, he has no pleasure of them, because the street of heaven is made out of gold. So he has no pleasure for the things you have pleasure for. Lift up your hands. Say, my heavenly Father, this morning, I realize that I've been lukewarm, that I've lived for myself, that I have lost my way. Help me to find my way back to the cross. Help me to find my way back home to fulfill your original intent, your reason for my being, and why I came. For I realize that the day will come when I have to leave it all and leave this body of mine. This body that came out of dust shall return to dust. And the real me, which is the spirit in me, shall rise and face you. And I'll give an account for how I lived my life and what I did with the time and the resources and everything you gave to me when I was in this body, this earthly tabernacle of mine that I pay so much attention on and ignore my inner man, which is what is important than anything else. Help me to find my way home, because I recognize that I'm a lost soul. I've been distracted by all the things of this world that will all perish. I've been distracted by all. Help me. The name of Jesus. Amen.
We know you are blessed by that word of God and look forward to you joining the messages of the Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams again. For more information on our events, books, and messages, please visit NDW Ministries online at www.ndwministries.org or call our offices on +1 877 361 5111. Once again, thank you for joining the Archbishop today, and may you continue to experience the life transforming power of God's blessings.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.